Hello and welcome to the Magnetic Woman podcast with me, your host, Pandora Paloma, a visibility and business mastery coach, bringing a unique fusion of strategy meets spirituality to visionary entrepreneurs across the globe. With 20 plus years of communications experience and 5 years running my own online business, I help women in the online space and creative industries get seen and scale to their next level. This has looked like tripling their income in a year, getting fully booked in 6 months, sold out programs, and executing five-figure launches. Personally, I run my own multi-six-figure business, and in this podcast, I give you a behind the scenes of how I do this, my life, and my method. If you're a visionary entrepreneur, mover and shaker, and you're ready to meet more of your magnetism, welcome to my world. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. I am currently sat in my hotel room in Los Angeles. I'm here for a two-day retreat with my mastermind, hosted by the wonderful Daniel Canty, who I've been working with for the last few months. And I'm feeling the vibes. From this evening and over the next couple of days, I'm going to be surrounded by 35 female entrepreneurs. And honestly, guys, I cannot wait to share with my clients all of the insights and business ideas and business trends and business knowledge that I know is I'm going to be witness to and flooded with in terms of information and excitement and inspiration over the next couple of days. Now, because I'm here in LA, this is the first time that I'm actually recording a podcast on my phone. So throwing this in there, just in case it sounds a little bit different to normal, it has been tested, but it feels quite good to know that actually I can still record podcasts on the go. So I was sat here today and thinking about really what I wanted to speak to, and actually inspired by a conversation that I had with a dear friend who lives out here in LA, I decided to record this episode, which is speaking to what to do when clients don't pay. And this is something I've wanted to speak to for some time because 100% it happens in our industry and I don't think it's spoken to enough. But yesterday, having a chat with my friend, she said to me, I have never had so many clients not pay me. She works in public relations than I have had in 2023. And I was like, you know what? Same. We have so rarely had problems with clients not paying or attracting bad eggs, should we say? But in 2023, we did have about 4 cases where people behaved really badly. And so I thought I would share a little bit of insight into how I manage this in my business and some advice and support for you if this is happening to you in your business right now or has happened in the past. And of course, because we are human and business is business and these things do happen, a bit of a sounding for if it happens to you in the future. So first up, this does happen. Clients do not pay, clients or do ghost you. It happens. And I've spoken to many clients about this and many peers about this, and it happens at every stage of business. And the first thing I think I really want to speak to here is really not making it mean anything that it doesn't need to mean. I think we absolutely get to normalize it because it does happen to everyone. And what I personally find is that it's really a brilliant opportunity for me to feel into how I make stories in my head and how I attach to those stories and what I make those stories mean about me, what I make those stories mean about the business. And every time it happens, I realize that it doesn't need to mean those things. I'm going to give you an example of this. Maybe 4 years ago, it happened where a client actually was very respectful in the way that she ended our contract. And this was a client who'd signed up for a year, one-to-one, and a lot had changed with her circumstances. And at that time, I had a month's basically a month clause. So you could give me a month's notice and you could opt out of the contract. And she was really, really thankful for the contract. She said, you know, I've been in situations before where it's been like, no, no refund, no nothing, that's it. And yeah, I really respected, you know, the way that you worked, Pandora. And then fast forward 6 months, this lady comes back to me and she's like, actually, I have some feedback for you and I want to get on the phone. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, let's have a chat. And she basically said loads of things that I didn't feel like were true. And sort of in a sense, like a very gentle threaten of, you know, I need answers and I want my money back. So I, at that time, took it to a third party. So we have a lawyer that we work with. And, you know, there was nothing in there that really felt true. So that happened. She was like, okay, fine. And all went silent. And then about a year after that, she came back and apologized. She said, I've been doing loads of work on myself. And I realized that, like, that was, you know, really unfair thing to do. And I wasn't ready to be coached at the time. And, you know, actually I realized that, you know, a lot of things that you were saying were true and blah, 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 blah. So just an opportunity for you to understand. And had I have made that mean something about me and let that sway me in the decisions that I therefore made in how I wanted to serve and the growth of the business, it would have been the wrong thing to do, right? Because actually, this was all about what this particular person was going through. It was nothing to do with me. And so that's why when I say don't make it mean anything that it doesn't need to mean, the reality is that this does just happen. People change, people's circumstances change, people go through stuff, right? We go through stuff. And sometimes we project that shit, that stuff onto somebody else. And in time, we potentially then realize that actually that wasn't the nicest thing to do or that wasn't the kindest thing to do. But it's okay that we do that because we were going through the stuff. And so first up, do not make it mean anything that it doesn't need to mean, not about you and not about your business. Now, what I would say as well as part of this is what I do find, certainly within my industry of the coaching space, even though there are contracts in place, because it's a service, it's really easy for people to think that it doesn't matter or that it matters less. Let me give you an example. I drive my car. I love my car. And every month I pay for my car. If I don't drive that car for the month, let's say I'm on holiday or I just decide that, you know, I'm not really going anywhere, I don't contact Volkswagen and say, yeah, sorry, I didn't use my car this month, so I want a refund on what I've paid. Because it doesn't work like that, right? I've paid a contract and I'm contracted to spend that money every month by direct debit. Whether I use that service or not, I am contracted to pay that amount. And this is how I relate it to the service industry. Just because something changes and you don't have the capacity to use that service, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't pay for it. Okay. Now, of course, there are variations and nuances in all of this. So we do have people who don't show up for anything and still pay. And despite us reaching out and checking in, oh, yep, sorry, I've just been really busy. And then they don't show up again. And we have a rule that we reach out to people 3 times. And once we've reached out to them 3 times, I feel like that's our integrity as a business. And then, you know, it's safe really for us to let that person go. And what I mean by this is it's really on that person and not us. Yeah. If someone decides that they want to invest and you continue the service and you're giving the service and, you know, everyone else in that group is using that service and one person doesn't, as long as you have done what you felt that you needed to do to make sure that that person felt held and supported and you've inquired as to why they're not using the service, is there resistance, can I support you in any way, you know, you've done your bit. You have done your bit. So the reason why I say this is that I believe that it does matter, especially in situations where spaces are limited, or let's say it's an open and closed program, right? I'm going to give you an example. We had a scholarship in place last year for all of my masterminds. And someone took a scholarship. And then we close. So this was back in the day when the expansion accelerator was an open and closed. So you would start for 6 months. There would be a set number of people. We wouldn't let anyone else in within that 6 month period. And then we would launch again. And this person, you know, 2 months in, just decides that actually, yeah, I just don't feel like I want coaching anymore. It's a really great space, but, you know, it's just, I don't really feel like I want it anymore. And I was like, well, you know, it's not really the way that this works. You've taken a scholarship place, which means that you get it at a discount and there's only one space and I now can't fill that space. So the whole thing felt really frustrating and really, really disrespectful, okay? And I think it's really important to voice and sound out that frustration because it is frustrating. So at this particular time, we then realized that said person hadn't paid a contract. So contractually, we could do nothing. And the lesson learned here for us was, you know, from now on and from that point, actually, no one gets access to anything until they have signed the contract. So what to do when clients don't pay? The first thing for you to be aware of is what terms and conditions, what contracts do you have in place? And you, as a business, get to decide what that looks like. And, you know, we worked our contracts over the years to make sure that it feels safe for me, but it also feels safe for the client. You know, we put contracts in place not just to protect me, but to protect them. You know, if something happened to me, I want my clients to know, you know, what the process would look like. What happens if something, God forbid, touch wood, hasn't happened yet, but if something happened to me, you know, what would happen in that instance? And because we know that circumstances change, you know, we do want to allow some form of flexibility within the contract. So first things first, make sure you have a contract. Second thing, be open to having the hard conversations. When clients don't pay, there are typically variations of things that are going on for them, okay? We are so open with our clients in terms of, you know, if they need to have a longer term payment plan or if they need to take a pause because something's happening in their life, you know, we really do accommodate for, you know, all of the different variations of what might be happening. But what really has to happen first is me having that hard conversation with them, yeah? And we as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as leaders, you know, sometimes we've got to do the hard thing. Like, hey, I'm noticing that you're not checking in with our calls. You haven't, you know, sent anything in for copy review for a month. You know, is everything okay? And that conversation might be, actually, I'm feeling really, really overwhelmed. And I'm really struggling with the payment. And I just feel like really small in this big group. Okay, we go in, we fix those problems, right? We have to have the hard conversation. Sometimes you have to have the hard conversations because 9 times out of 10, people will think it's acceptable to not pay you if they're not seeing results. And actually, that's not just on them. It really is about you saying, why? Why are you not getting results in my space? And what can we do to support that? So it's really often being the bigger person, stepping in, you know, really showing your clients, your peoples, you know, how you can support them, even in their times of need. And I feel like this is, you know, I have such a priority, you know, it's such a priority for us in the business and such a requirement because, you know, I have had a lot of clients come to me saying, I just got so burnt with a coach and I don't ever want to be that person. And so for me, you know, stepping in, having those hard conversations, going above and beyond is often the thing that really supports them and is the exact thing that they need to overcome the challenges that they, you know, are facing right now. And I think that this lends itself really lovely, really well to speaking about integrity too. So I know that I go all in with clients. Some of my clients see results straight away and others, it takes longer. And that's not all on my shoulders because of course, there's so many other factors at play here. And just because the client that doesn't see results straight away, doesn't see them, it doesn't mean that they won't see them at all. And on the flip side, you know, I've had someone who I've tried to keep on a strategy, I've tried to keep on a plan, who kept going off and doing her own thing and, you know, no results, then suddenly stop paying and stop responding to the team's emails. And, you know, it's frustrating. But yet again, it's like, I know I've done my bit. And this integrity piece is a really powerful thing for us as coaches, as service providers to tune into. Like if a client of mine stopped paying and, you know, stopped responding to the team, but really I knew that I hadn't given my all. I hadn't showed up fully. I hadn't been there to support her through those times that she needed me. Or, you know, I just was being a bad coach, a flaky coach, which would never happen, but still, you know, that's on me. That's on me. And so that integrity piece is like, as long as you know that you've done your bit, you know, as long as you know that you have done your bit, then it's okay. It's okay. I believe that if we know the quality of our service is impeccable, we always have that to stand on, even then when it feels hard. And it makes it so much easier when these things do happen, because you know that hand on heart, you know, pinky promise, you have done your bit. So have the hard conversations, try to make it right. First step, contracts. Second step, have the hard conversations, try to make it right. You know, be a good but boundaried business owner. Yeah. And what I mean by good is understanding, compassionate, but equally with boundaries in place. And the third is to then give those options, you know, be flexible within what feels right. And I say within what feels right because something that I've seen some of my clients go through when it comes to clients not paying is long-term payment plans that go beyond the timeline of the services rendered. So let's say there's a 3-month group coaching experience, but you offer a 12-part payment plan. You know, that's 9 payments outside of the work that has been done. And what can happen there is it's really easy for people to stop paying because they've got what they needed. And that people are going to do that because that's just human beings. We can do weird things sometimes. So, you know, give options, be flexible, but do it within what feels right. It has to feel like a fair exchange, you know, and you really get to own that as a business owner. You really get to own, like, what are my terms and conditions? What feels right for me? And then finally, know when it's either time to pass it over or let it go. Yeah. Pass it over, i.e. get a third party involved who can take, you know, the brunt of that work, who is better equipped to deal with, you know, what is coming through, the challenges that you're facing, or let it go. Or just let it go. Sometimes we do simply need to let it go. I'm going to give you an example of something that happened to me a few years ago now. A client who just basically ghosted me, was a one-to-one client, 3 months, and then came back and wanted a refund. And we tried to work on, you know, flexibility, variations of what could work for her. And I kind of got cornered. Basically, you're a heart-led business. You talk about being a heart-led business. It's not a heart-led business. And I'm a journalist. And I'm going to go to the newspapers. And, you know, not the nicest situation to be in, but it did happen. And in that moment, I just thought, you know what? Fine. Take your money. Take your money. I didn't want to run the risk of what she might do. And equally, I really felt into it. Like, is this worth my time and my energy? Or is it worth me just passing over that money? And I've definitely been in situations where I've come to that conclusion of like, you know what? I actually don't want your money. I don't want your money because I want to cut the ties and keep the energy clean. And I've done that even when I have coached a client for 6 months and they haven't paid. You know, the services have been rendered, and they still haven't paid. And you know what? Sometimes it's safe for you to take that authority and say, you know what? I'm going to let this go. Other times, I've really felt like I want to stand my ground, and I've passed it over to our lawyer, and our lawyer has done what she needs to do. I think one of the key pieces here is, you know, really tuning into the variations. It's a really big difference if someone, you know, comes into your space for a month and then decides that they want to part ways, to someone who's had you in their corner for 6 months. You know, you've done the work, you've reviewed every, you know, part of their strategy, you've reviewed their sales pages and landing pages, you've written some of their copy for them, and then they don't pay. Two very different extremes, right? So you get to take authority to know what is right for you. And I think the final piece is really like, don't let it get in the way of you bettering yourself, of you bettering your leadership, of you bettering your service. Every time something like this happens, I see it as a gift. Like, can we better our systems here? Can we better our processes? Can we better our checking in strategy? You know, so we have something now where, you know, we have had this for the last sort of year, where I literally, like a teacher, check people in. It's like, great, Julie was on the call, Laura was on the call, Pandora was on the call. So I know that, you know, if I've noticed in my little checking in that someone hasn't showed up for a couple of calls, I'll reach out to them. You know, that for me feels like being a coach with integrity. And so see it as a gift. You know, can you better your onboarding? Can you better your messaging so that people can understand and feel really clear in what's required of them as much as, you know, what's required of you as the service provider? I've recently been playing with like working with ambitious, conscious, mature women, because that's really what and who I want in my space. I want you ambitious, I want you conscious, and I want you mature, because having those harder conversations with you is going to be so much easier. Don't take it personally. You know, we have to get to see this as a way to optimize our businesses. It's not about being wrong. There's always a gift in every situation that we face, you know, in our businesses, whether that is in our leadership and having those hard conversations, or whether it's bettering the system so it doesn't happen again. It's really important, and it's part of growth, and it's part of the evolution of our service and our leadership and who we get to be in our businesses. So finally, trust yourself. You know, I think if I were really honest with myself, not all, but some of the women who have done this to me, of which it's been few, but it does happen, you know, I've had a sense that something wasn't quite right. And this says so much about the power of our intuition as business owners. And that intuition is your greatest compass. It's really safe for you to leave money on the table if something doesn't feel quite right. It's really safe for you to leave money on the table if the person who is interested in joining your mastermind is not your ideal client. You know, dreamboat client, not dreamboat client. If it's a no, it's a no. If it's a yes, it's a yes. And if it's a maybe, it's a no. So really, really trust yourself in this process and know that you're not alone. It happens. It happens to us all. It's part of business. We get to normalize it. And I hope that this episode has helped you today. If you have any questions, please do come and find me at PandoraPaloma_ on Instagram. I always love hearing from my community. And as always, remember, you are magnetic. Everything gets to be possible for you. Even in the challenges, there are gifts. And I am sending you big love from my corner of the world to yours.